And now, Yeast Radio presents...
It's Madge!
Madge here, how you doing?
Hey, Madge!
Go fuck yourself!
She's the Jewish bloated lesbian with a dripping yeast infection.
It's Madge!
Christ, my cunt stinks!
She will confront the Americans. She's quite a catch with that yeasty snack.
It's Madge!
Who ate a piece of my pizza?
It's all on the Madge Weinstein Show.
Hello, everyone. It's Madge Weinstein back in Chicago. Finally, I have my Radio Shack mixer back. I've got my lavalier microphone and my terrible Bose headphones that constantly make me swear when I pull them off. I am so glad to be home. I am salt, bloated, waterlogged, everything horrible. The car ride home was not very enjoyable. I did make some recordings, and I haven't posted them yet. I was just not having it. I wasn't having it at all. It was just horrible. I mean, well, yeah, it was horrible. I had to stop so many times. I don't know. I'll have to find these fucking recordings for you. I don't know where to start. I have to get something out. I just feel so blocked. Ugh. Literally and figuratively. What do I have... So I got the new, you don't know my drama because I haven't played any of it. Let's just start by playing this drama. Oh, it's so good to have my mixer back. Let's see what we have. I'm just going to go in reverse order. What's this one here? I really don't know what I'm playing. We're just going to chop, chop, chop. Yeah, you too, dollface. All right, let's see what we have here. I don't know what this is from. This is... from before I left.
Beautiful girl. And so sad she's not lesbian. She's running on.
Can you say something, Denise? I'm just testing.
Yeah. So, how do you pronounce it?
All right, that's not it. I do have a nice interview to play for you with this lovely woman named Denise. She's gorgeous. I'll put a picture on the website. It's an interview with her, but fortunately I'll be able to skip some of it. She's a beautiful girl. So we can all lust after her together, and I'll put the picture on the website, and you can all have your little masturbation fantasies and whatnot. Meanwhile, I can get some music to play along with it. Let's start.
Hello. Hello, everybody. This is Madge Weinstein here with you.
Don't use my chair, my mask.
At Kozelig Styles, where I was getting my eyebrows plucked the other day. I am here with the most fabulous hairstylist in Miami.
Only Miami.
In the world.
East Coast.
In the East Coast. Juan Montalegre with his beautiful model, Denise. And Denise is a beauty who comes to us all the way from Sweden. Isn't that right?
Yes.
No. Why?
She born in Switzerland, but she lives in Miami.
Sweden.
Sweden.
Sweden. Switzerland?
Yeah, a lot of people get that confused.
But why? I don't actually. That's just one seems to. how did you end up in Miami from Sweden? And how come you speak fluent Spanish?
Because my mother is from Argentina. And I came here for college.
College?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And how did you run into Juan? How did you end up having him do your hair?
It was my best friend. He's my best friend.
Actually, she's my first old client from Miami, Jackie. She's a beautiful lady, a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So how long did you live in Sweden?
For many years, 16 years.
So from the time you were born to age 16?
Yes,
wow.
That's right.
And,
she born in the same day when I'm born. She's August 28. She's Virgo.
But you don't look 55.
No, the same day, not the same year. And I'm only 32 years old. I know I look like 24. But I don't care, that's my real age.
Thank
radio
you.
Special.
Thank you.
Radio. Radio? Is radio or radio?
radio. We say radio in America.
This is America? No, I'm sorry. This is part of Cuba. This is Miami. And now in the Southwest.
It's the capital of Latin America.
With all due respect, Mr. Montalegre, I believe we were talking to Denise.
Okay, sorry.
However, you are free to interject, but not free to monopolize the entire conversation.
Sorry.
So, Denise, what do you have fond memories of Sweden? How come you don't live there anymore?
It's too cold.
Too cold.
Yeah.
Like Chicago.
Do you find it depressing in the winter?
A little bit. It's tough.
What about the men?
Well, they're beautiful.
Yeah. How so? What are they? Can you describe them for the general audience? I'm a lesbian, but some of our audience members are homosexual. You might want to know.
Who's homosexual?
They're very tall and big and strong. Vikings, you know?
What?
Vikings.
Vikings. And when you say big, in what way?
Big legs.
In every way.
Including what? Tall, big hands?
Very big hands, big feet.
Big toes?
Very big.
Just a second. Oh, I think that might be Fausto for our interview. I'm going to pause it. I'm sorry, general audience, that was Fausto calling on the other line. Now, this is kind of a time warp.
Fausto, the guy I want to They do ideas and put it in the radio too?
No, you don't understand. You don't understand.
You
Everybody
like
is
that,
doing
man.
Podcasting, and it's perfectly... Fausto, one thinks you're stealing my ideas by podcasting. He doesn't understand
that
it's a trend in Wired. I did not say that. He's trying to instigate. Anyway, I am here with... we're still with... Let me make sure this is recording. Okay, say yes.
Hello.
Yes, it is. So we're here with lovely Denise, and she was telling us about the men in Sweden, how everything is enormous. Just how enormous, Denise?
Very Viking enormous.
So Vikings are enormous. So is that how they won all these Viking crusades? Do they wear those
but
hats?
I think, with the horns.
The horns. Now, how big are their horns? Twelve inch horns in Sweden, and you're still here? What the? Oh my goodness! So Denise, tell us about the healthcare in Sweden, because I have a personal interest in the healthcare reform in this country. I would like to know what you think about the healthcare system in Sweden.
It's very good, actually.
Yeah.
But we pay a lot of taxes for it.
How much taxes do you pay?
It's like 60% or more.
60% doesn't matter how much, does it depend on how much income you make?
Yes.
And so what, you think the healthcare is better than in America?
Yeah, because you don't have to go through so much paperwork and worrying about insurance, taking care of it, like it's all done, you know?
So you don't have to pay anything at all?
Well, not until you're like 21.
And then when you're 21, what happens?
Then you pay a little bit more. Well, it depends on what you're there for.
But you can't be excluded. Is everybody in that country protected by healthcare?
Yep.
And what do you think about in our country where you have about 100 million people that have no healthcare?
I think it's terrible.
Why do you think so many Americans don't seem to mind that? Do you have any opinions on that as an outsider?
Well, the ones that don't mind probably are the ones that have money for it.
Oh, interesting. So probably the reason the people that don't seem to mind not having insurance are the people that have insurance, basically.
Yes.
I see. And what is it like living in a country... Now, where in Sweden are you from?
Stockholm.
Stockholm. In the winter, how long is daytime?
It's from like 9 o'clock to like 3 p.m.
So, like about 6 hours. And is that depressing?
Well, I think you get used to it, really. Like, I don't remember being depressed about it. But it's not something you want to go home. coming back to it.
No dick like the one I got. Big rip the twat in the basement, a weed spot. Even vacant lots. Bitches know the C on the P. U-S-S-Y. You suggest I take it off the anal. Fucking big is fatal. Dangerous. You should see me swing the jimmy. And when the Henny's in me, I'm fucking green bitches like Kurt. When the cum spurts, I'm out, bitch. You know what I'm about, bitch. Hit them, quit them, forget them. Fist fuck them, dump them in the truck. And find another dick that lick dick to the tip down to the asshole. Lips red like Tabasco. A little rascal. Call me Chubsy Upsy. Or stymie. Let me fuck you from behind, see. The ass shake, big break, hoes, torsos. Gotta go, see your groupies at my next show. Big rip the twat.
I rip your cunt down to the asshole. All the gang.
Big rip the twat.
I rip your cunt down
to the asshole.
All the gang.
Blood, I move it over, it's the cunt renaissance. The cunt renaissance. So you could lick this shit off my dick after I fuck you in the ass. I was born in special ed classes. About to do a O.J. Simpson on them, cause they think they slick when they be pimping. When I put my dick in, they be shitting. I rip your cunts out with spoons. I make you feel pain like virgins on honeymoons. I make you tools. The hairy fat slob, I glorify gluttony. But ugly, only ugly bitches be fucking me. Now can you dig it, it's working, baby. Some shit, shit. With dirty, crusty asses. I can't have a bitty batter when I get mad. It makes the blood out my bleeding ulcer. Splatter from my batter. Pregnant bitch, you get kicked in the belly. So fuck all them hookers who had beef and alcohol. Peep the studio, it's the rock and reel.
Big rip the twat.
Big rip the twat. I rip your cut down
to the asshole.
I be gay.
Big rip the twat.
I rip your cut
down,
down
to the
spoon.
Asshole.
Ah, the gay. I rip your cunts down. I rip your cut down with a motherfucking spoon.
Hey!
Oh. Go ahead.
Well, this is Joe. I believe you met her already. And I am Rich. And I called you a while ago with a friend of mine. And I think that you are really incredible. But I have a question to ask.
Exactly.
Yes. I wanted to ask why you're so interested in such a cause. I mean, you could go towards other causes as like say AIDS or HIV or other more popular
feminine diseases, not just me
diseases, or like educational purposes and vagina. And I was wondering what your fixation was about the vagina, because sorry to say this, but you're a guy. And I was wondering what it was that fascinates you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that was it. And Joe, do you have something to say?
No. I love you, Madge. I really love you.
Yeah. And, yeah, I admire you. Other than that, that was about it. And I wish that you have a very great Friday. Well, it's Saturday now, but have a great weekend, and maybe we'll call when you're available. That would be awesome, and hope your dog feels nice and well rested. Well, we have to leave. We'll talk to you soon then. I hope. Bye.
Bye.
Costas. staring at the open doorway. Ashley, groggy and not completely certain she was awake, thought she saw someone walking toward Tanya. She was about to say something when Tanya grunted, twitched, and toppled to the floor. The man turned as Ashley leapt out of bed, extending his arm like a duelist. Ashley's muscles spasmed as a bolt of electricity surged through them. She fell sideways onto the bed, confused and unable to control her body. A fist smashed into her jaw, and she tottered on the brink of unconsciousness. Tanya's head rose over the far side of the bed. The intruder was on her instantly. Ashley saw his fists and legs moving. Tanya fell back on the floor and out of Ashley's sight. A roll of gray duct tape appeared in the man's hands. He tore off several strips and knelt next to Tanya. Moments later, he walked around the bed. A black ski mask covered his face. He wore gloves and dark clothing. A vice-like grip closed on Ashley's throat and her pajama top was ripped open. She made a feeble attempt at self-defense, but she couldn't control her muscles. A leather-covered hand squeezed Ashley's breast until she screamed. The man hit her hard before sealing her mouth with a strip of tape. The intruder rolled Ashley onto her stomach and taped her wrists and ankles together. His face was close to her, and she could smell his breath and body odor. Once she was bound, the man slipped his hand inside her pajamas and caressed her buttocks. Ashley bucked and received a blow for resisting. She tried to squeeze her legs together, but stopped when he grabbed her ear and twisted. A finger slipped inside her, probing and rubbing. Then the finger disappeared and he lowered himself onto her. Ashley's body trembled violently for a moment more. Then the sexual assault stopped and the oppressive weight disappeared. Ashley turned her head and saw Tanya being dragged into the guest room that was next to her bedroom. Ashley strained to hear what was going on. Headspace squeaked. Tape sealed Tanya's mouth, but Ashley could still hear her friend's muted scream. Ashley was gripped by a fear different from any she had ever known. It was as if a stifling gray fog had settled over her, cutting off her air and paralyzing her limbs. In the next room, the man uttered a final roar of release and Ashley shuddered. He'd finished raping Tanya. Next, he'd be coming for her. For a moment, the only sounds from next door were Tanya's muted whimpers. Then Ashley heard an animal snarling and the sound of a blade slamming into flesh. Tanya had a strangled cry that was followed by silence. The stabbing continued. Ashley was certain that Tanya was dead. The door to the guest room slammed shut, and the intruder emerged ghost-like out of the darkness. Only his eyes and lips showed through his ski mask. Ashley's breath caught in her chest. The man savored her terror. Then he whispered, "See you later," and walked downstairs. Ashley collapsed from relief, but the feeling was short-lived. "See you later" meant that he was coming back to kill her. She struggled to sit up and scanned her room for something she could use to cut her bonds. Downstairs, the refrigerator door opened. The thought that he was going to eat something horrified Ashley. How could he eat after what he'd done? What kind of thing was he? The refrigerator door closed. Ashley grew desperate. She was going to be raped and killed if she couldn't get away. A sound from the doorway brought her around. Something covered with blood was dragging itself across the floor. With a great effort, the thing raised its face, and Ashley almost blacked out. Norman Spencer crawled toward his daughter. In his right fist was a Swiss Army knife, the long blade out. Ashley fought the nausea and horror that threatened to disable her and rolled onto the floor. She turned her back to her father and presented her bound wrists. Norman had almost no strength left, and he did not speak as he sawed at the tape with feeble strokes. Ashley wept as he worked the knife.
Come on.
Okay, I think I'm recording, yes. All right, lesbians and gentlemen, I'm finally wrapping up my trip. I just got my hair done, and,
Hello, Madge. Love your show. Yeast Radio rocks. I just had a little suggestion, actually. This is for the gentle audience. Guys and girls, why don't we all chip in and buy Madge a digital camera? Madge, I remembered a couple of episodes back you were looking into buying a Canon digital camera. Well, don't buy it. We're going to buy it for you. All we have to do, everybody, is we just need to go to yeastradio.com, click on the PayPal button, and donate whatever you can. You know, $1, $2, $3, $4, $5. You know, there's enough of us out there to make it worthwhile. And if we all donate, you know, just even $1, at least Madge is going to be able to buy that digital camera. It's the least we could do. She's invested a lot of money into her podcast gear to entertain us. You know, we're getting this classic entertainment for free. Let's chip in. Let's donate $1 to keep this thing going, you know, to guarantee Madge goes on the road again and we get another sound-seeing tour of America with Madge Weinstein. So what do you reckon? Are you with me? Come on, let's do it. Let's go to yeastradio.com, hit the PayPal button and donate $1. Madge is going to have a digital camera that we bought her, the gentle audience, and she's always going to remember that that digital camera in her hand was a gift from us. So what do you reckon? Let's do it. We can do it. It's $1 or it's $2 or it's whatever you can afford, but I think it's a nice way of us giving something back to her. So yeastradio.com, hit the PayPal button and give whatever you can. And Madge, thanks again for all you do. I know there's a lot of us that, you know, we all really appreciate it, and there must be times when we've all been a little bummed out or down or whatever and put on those headphones and you've cheered us up, you've made us smile, you know, you've made us laugh, and, you know, that stuff's priceless. So thank you for all you've done, and I hope we can all get you a digital camera. See you, Madge. Love you. Bye.
I am an anti-great. I am an anarchist. I do what I wanna do, what I get it, cause I wanna be anarchist.
Snappy, 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 sn Snuffy the kleine krokodil. Het snappert dan weer, ik ben je in je wil. Ik snap alles wat ik snappen kan. Ik snap jou, omdat ik dat goed kan. Snies naar Snuffy, 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 Snap. Snies naar Snuffy, 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 Snap. Snappy, de kleine krokodil. Snappen, dat is het liefste wat ik wil. Ik kruip tegen mami aan. Dan ziet zij hoe goed ik snappen kan. Snies naar Snappy, 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 Snap. Snies naar Snappy, 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 Snap.
Leaving the hair salon where I ate half of a miniature key lime pie. It was delicious. Oh, and I also ate two spring rolls. And now I'm getting ready to turn right onto the US 1 and going to 95. And unfortunately, I have to stop in Boca Raton and go to the Apple store there because my iPod is broken. Not the shuffle, but the regular iPod is broken. It's just fucked. And it has like a file folder and an exclamation point icon, and it's just hosed, basically. And I've tried all the, help suggestions that I can find on the websites and the iPod Lounge, and all signs point to the fact that it's probably just a bad hard drive at this point, which sucks, and all the more reason for the iPod Shuffle. And now that I've figured out how to properly organize using the iPod Shuffle, I think I do like it more. And, I'm seriously thinking about just getting two iPod Shuffles, selling the iPod once I get it fixed, and then just, of course, I still need the iPod for the podcast, so that's no, So, gentle audience, this may be a blessing in disguise. I'm forced to listen to the regular radio, which, of course, is going to make me compare it to podcasting. And so far, radio is completely doomed for a horrible and painful death. I was listening to NPR, and they were debating the Michael Jackson case and how much race has to do with it. I turned off the radio because the Michael Jackson case is not news. That's entertainment. So, what the fuck? I mean, there is nothing to even discuss. Of course he will be found innocent. He is a multimillionaire, and millionaires don't go to jail. Unless your name is Martha Stewart, of course. But, of course he won't go to jail. You know, this is just so stupid. But now I'm in it. Why am I even talking about it? Anyway, that's not news, so...
Greetings and salutations, you lesbian diva goddess, you. This is Jennifer, the Girl on Tech from the Girl on Tech podcast at girlontech.blogspot.com. And I know, Matt, you and I have been IMing over AOL just off and on a few times, but I definitely have to say to you, honey, I love Yeast Radio. Love it, love it, love it. And as I told you, I recently got my husband hooked on it, too, and I've included a picture as per your request. So the reason why I'm sending you this little audio commentary thing, did I say that right, Madge? Is that there's a really funny story that happened to me a few weeks ago. When I was listening to I was listening to your January 18th Yeast Radio, the one labeled Madge's Pussy Posse, I think that was it, when I had to pull over into a little gas station in a nearby town called Farmersburg, Indiana, because I was on my way to teach my computer science class. And I was listening to the show, and this one comment came out when I had my door opened because I had to check for something in the back seat of my SUV. This is the comment that I had kind of loud in my speaker, so check this out.
Well, what? What did you say while I'm changing the record?
So, Madge, would you ever considering marrying a gay man for a little publicity?
You stupid bitch.
cube lickety.
Why the fuck would I do that? A gay man? Why wouldn't I marry a straight man? If I'm going to marry a man, I might as well get some dick. You know, we lesbians do use dildos.
So you wouldn't be. So you're bi, basically, is what you're saying.
No, I like dicks.
What's that?
As soon as you said those words from your mouth through my speakers, I had every single person outside of that gas station looking at me like, oh my God, did she just say that? And I turned around, I looked at everybody, said, what? I just got in my car and I drove away. So let's just say, Madge, you're a... choice of phallus has definitely made an impact in one nearby gas station in my hometown. Also, Madge, my husband, my wonderful husband Wade, has also created a drinking game for Yeast Radio. He is christening this thing Madge's Shooters. You listen to a full... Here's the rules. You listen to a full Yeast Radio from beginning to end. You drink one beer for every time you say the word bitch and do a shot for every time you say cunt. And I guarantee you, you will be plastered by the end of the night. So what do you think, Madge? You think Madge's Shooters might be turn into a popular drinking game? You tell me, Madge. Keep up the good work and rock on, sister.
Thank you so much, girl on tech. About the drinking game... I have to say I don't drink at all. Actually, I've been completely... I haven't actually had a drink in almost 6 years. But you are all free to drink. So feel free to play this game that the girl on tech describes. If I remember correctly, she said beer means... No, if I say bitch, that means drink a beer. And if I say cunt, that means... drink a shot. Cunt, 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 cunt. Oh, shit, I just think I killed off my entire audience.
Shut off the radio. Everything else is like Spanish music where it's like boom, 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 and that kind of... Jonesy's in the back. And I've probably gained 50 pounds this trip. I hope I get to Boca Raton soon. The traffic's kind of bad. I'm actually on what they call the flyover on the Highway 95. It's a single lane for sort of like a carpool lane. Since I'm with Chauncey, that counts. And it's a single lane flyover, like a high thing over the city. It's kind of scary, actually. You're sort of floating above the city. Not too high, but it's still scary, you know. Anyway, hello. I'm listening to the Slurry Source on my way back from the Boca Raton Mall. I am so glad I am an Apple customer because completely hassle-free, the beautiful young gentleman gave me a replacement iPod, a brand new one, and I am pleased as punch, if I may use the transgendered cliche, that I was able to do that. So, and I also bought something else that I'm going to discuss at another time. It's very important to the nature of my podcast, but I'm not going to talk about it right now. I'm just going to give you a little... Okay, so I'm off to a blazing start. After the Apple Store, I stopped at the Starbucks to let Chauncey out and also to download the iTunes stations to my new iPod. Then I went on the tollway for a while.
Leven.
Then I realized that I was going in the wrong direction because I saw
spaghetti,
Miami 20 miles.
Washes so met Brian Bowen.
I was listening to Adam Curry's Daily Source Code from the 24th of February, and I listened to this twice to make sure I was correct, but when he was talking about the cockpits from the helicopters and how, whether or not they smoke, instead of saying console, first he said console. He said console when referring to the console of the... of the helicopter, and then he quickly changed, corrected himself, and said console. Adam, I just need to know. I mean, I just want to tell you that we know where your mind really is. Don't try to get past me, Adam Curry.
Trans.
Eight.
Bad boy. Cash money.
Check the pain, I inflict like a convict. The full vigor. Jump in the active vigor after I stick ya. Rip ya like a razor. Straight up any with no chaser. Watch me erase ya, misplace ya. Put ya in the back with the derelicts. Yeah, I pop plenty shit. I'm making hits, no time for the crap rocking shit. Took it to another level. Now I'm getting crazy pace, getting paid from the devil's hook. Another amateur trying to damage the pedigree of the B.I.G. G.I.E. Homes, I thought you know I'm smooth as a baby's ass. Smooth as Teddy's lemongrass. Smoke the grass, get in your ass. The Brooklyn born, Teflon gone, breaking shots, getting props, proving nobody drops. Herbs is potent as the blunt smoking Bed-Stuy bandit, and niggas just can't understand it. I bust a cap for the brothers in that nap. Can't stop me quitting, you know my shit is hit. Yeah, y'all the fly nigga, Biggie Small. Pick and play will make a nigga wanna dig up in their drawers. Catch a body, I got styles like karate. Jiu-jitsu, when I hit you, then I split you like a cantaloupe. Hope you got a rope to hang yourself. I brought the self from Brooklyn. Where else? I'm fat like Alexis Poop. I ripped your troop. Not even Lois Lane could get the scoop. What you think I'm stupid? My crew is mad deep. I hope you niggas sleep.
I throw a bomb through your window, burn you up in your home. I catch your mama going to therapy and cut her throat. Your little sister walking from school, I abduct her, then I fuck her. I hit your phone close up with the Louisville slugger. Easy is a hustler, ignorant motherfucker. I was told how to bust heads by the best head busters. Cluckers, you know I got them 2-for-1, my nigga. I'm on BL, you wanna get some, my nigga, come on.
Duggin' is my thing, if I'm beefin', I'm bangin'. Slangin' is in my nature, gotta be about my paper. Haters, I don't like them. Bitches, I don't trust them. Snitches, I can't stand them. I creep down and pluck them. Straps stay in my hand. I gotta protect mine. Niggas trying to pull it on. Pop gold the nine. That's how we gotta be in these uptown streets. And a nigga like me, I play this game for keeps.
I remember when niggas slung and rolled up in balloons. I paid attention to everything from killings to cartoons. And a picture of Malcolm X on the wall in my room, bitch. On some old nigga, fuck with me, I'ma do shit. Nigga, give me dope, I accept it, but don't respect him. Put my foot in it, wreck him, right after I don't check him. I be popping these, smoking these, full of that hidden seed. Fresh off the streets, on my way to the penitentiary. Everybody whispering ears when they won't mention me. I've been out doing it for years, since elementary. Miracle relationship with guns and drugs. Cause I hold me for hooks and sick with crooks and thugs. Everything is my own shit, cause I don't fuck with slugs. I don't need to harass. Me, when I'm up in the club, trying to hustle the music, asking me for a dub. Water keeping left is what I think, and that's what I love.
I know you bitches know that I ain't to be played with. Don't have no bricks and choosers who get their hands split. They die quick, fucking with you, who to get wet. Spend a bit with Cam and then rally your flat on your back. And trust that, ain't about to let no niggas get me. Fuck that, I bust back with 2 2 3 get full of that raw with no cut and be ready to poop. And if some people move to somebody, fence they got now. It's iceberg, shorty, Lordy, have mercy. Come from under my shirt and flip them and reverse them. I'm coming so alert them, before I hurt them. There's an eagle bursting, you haven't seen the worst. And I'm right near you, and my gun blast quick, dog, could kill you. So run, dash, get gone. Boys moving slow around, it's time to go bricks, dog. I ain't got bricks, dog, we gon' break it all.
Back up, chunk, you know, Biggie Small puts it quick. It kicks it quick, you know how black niggas get. With the hoods for teens, with the boots with trees. Smoking weed, flipping keys, making crazy cheese. Hitting buck shots at niggas that open spots on the avenue. Take my loot and I'm bagging you. Pippin' hoes that drive Volvos and rodeos. Blast the roll, make them wet in the pantyhose. Damn.
A nigga style is unorthodox, grip the clock. When I walk down the crowded blocks, just in case a nigga wanna act out, I just black out, blow they motherfucking back out. That's a real nigga.
And you know what? It wouldn't make any difference because I didn't know. I was dumb. I didn't have to do this. This is something drugs led me to. Now, I married a man, this boy. You know, he smoked marijuana. This was his only crime. He was a young kid. He had 2 years of college. And you know what I did? I made a pimp out of him, an 18-carat pimp. I was a cool girl. I was young. I was fly. I was pretty. And I was out selling my body. Kept going to jail, and you know, 10 years later, I had to be $10 cheaper, and I wasn't a call girl. I became a madam. Then I became a street whore. Then I've been in every department store. My mug is in every post office. It isn't now, thank God, but it was. But there was no place that I could go, and I kept going to jail. I was busted 3 months after I got my first habit, and I was sentenced to 1 to 3 years. That's pen and death in the House of Detention in Greenwich Village. I'm sure you all know where it was. And I spent 24 months there on my first offense for possession of a needle. I came out, and what do you do? You know, you're hooked. Psychologically, you're hooked. You're in jail, you're out of jail, you're using. If you're not, you're thinking of how quickly you can use and when. You know, every day that I spent in jail, I dreamt about the time I could cook my breakfast up in a teaspoon, and I'm sure every one of you have been exposed to that type of talk. This is a shot of heroin. Now, I came out of jail, I went back to jail. I came out of jail, I went back to jail. I've done 4 years, 5 years. In the House of Detention, I have 12 years racked up in 30 days, in 90 days, in a year, in 3 years. I have 4 years in Bedford. I was in Rayford, and I did a year. I came out, and in 1955, I got married, October 16th. And on my honeymoon, 2 days later, in Key West, I was busted. And I went to jail for 4 years. Well, in all that time, my husband and I, the only lovemaking we ever did was our letter once a week where we swore undying love. You know, I haven't seen my husband. I came out, he met me, and it kind of dissipated itself. It's not important. But the thing is, there was my life. And you know something? I know that every one of you kids feel great. You know, she's 50 years old. How does she identify with you? I do identify with you. You know why? I'm a 50-year-old hippie. I think exactly like you think. The only thing is you think it, and I have thought it, done it, acted upon it, and suffered by it. Now, you know, you can be smart or you can be stupid. And I tell you, if you smoke marijuana, if you take speed, if you use any exhilarant or any depressant, you're foolish. Because you can't get away with it. I assure you, I'm a pretty smart cookie. You know, I was a confidence woman. I built people all over the country. I'm by any standard smart. The only thing is, I wasn't smart with dope. I couldn't handle it. And there's nobody in the world that can handle it. Now, I can't tell you not to do it, but I can suggest to you, believe it, you're your brother's keeper. And I know the code of the streets goes for even the squares. You don't want to tell. You know, you don't want to be a rat fink. But you want to know something? You've got to be a rat fink. If you don't want to put your name down, let me tell you something. If I had a friend who was smoking marijuana and I knew it, I wouldn't say, hey, Jake, I'm going to tell on you. I would take his name, take his address, say he's smoking pot, and to use the expression of the streets, I drop a dime on him. I put a 10-cent stamp in an envelope, put his name and address on it, and drop it in the mailbox. Somebody will take it up from there. But you have to do it. If somebody did it to me, I wouldn't be here talking to you like this. I have a father who's still living. I have a mother who's still living. Do you think this is easy for me? My name is splashed all over the papers. I'll be on TV, national network. Do you think they like it? They don't like it, but they're proud of me now.
And with their old European wisdom, they said, well, your name was flashed all over the papers every time you got busted. You know, at least now your nose is clean and you're doing something. And this is how I kind of feel. Maybe I'll use the word missionary. If I can make an impression on one, just one of you kids that's here, that's really all I want. Because if somebody somewhere had made an impression on me, maybe, I wouldn't have done it. Now, I was talking at Norland High. And you know what? In an auditorium that had 2,500 seats, in a school that had almost 3,000 students, and I assume every one of these students had at least one parent, 50 parents showed up. They didn't give a damn about their kids. And you know something? I really, you know, maybe I'm saying the wrong thing. I don't expect too much of you kids. How the hell can they expect you to care when your mother and father don't care? And they have to care because they're the ones that have to recognize it. And I know you all talk. Sure, you hear, they're taking dope. Their pupils are pinpoints. They're on the knob. They're hanging over there. Their nose is down to the floor. That's fine. You're taking morphine and you're taking heroin. But what about the mother who says, I don't believe it. I told my daughter to do the bedroom and she's cleaning the whole house. Isn't this marvelous? She's just abounding with energy. Well, 9 chances out of 10, she's abounding with methadrine, speed, digoxin, amphetamine, cocaine. These are exhilarants. And if a mother is looking for pinpointed pupils, she won't find them. She'll find big, black, dilated pupils. But if she doesn't know, what can she do about it? If a kid comes home and says, Mom, I'm sleeping over Jack's house, and Mama calls up and he's not at Jack's house, so what? So he comes home and says, oh, Mom, I said Jack, but I really meant Jim. Well, he's not telling the truth. He was out getting high, stealing a car, laying out on the beach, smoking pot. And to use an old Jewish cliche, from this comes the worst disease. Nobody can get away with it. And you say, I repeat, be a rat fink. How the hell can I be a rat fink? How can I get my friend picked up? Why can't you get your friend picked up for psychiatric help? If you don't get him picked up today, next year he's going to be busted. And you know what? In Florida, for instance, where I am now, it is a mandatory 5-year sentence in the penitentiary for possession of one stick of pot.
So I'm somewhere in Florida with fog everywhere. It's about 2 in the morning where I am. And Chauncey's getting on my nerves. But I haven't seen a Motel 6. So I think I'll probably stop at the first Motel 6. So I don't want to stay at the Comfort Inn again. That was horrible. The Motel 6 was nice. Let's see. I wanted to mention a couple things. First of all... No, just the Starbucks. I was talking to somebody who works at the Starbucks, and this person was telling me about the drinks. They're not too tired to drive. I think that someday we'll all live in our cars. I hate the Pope. He's an asshole. To say that abortion is comparable to the Holocaust is to demean what happened in the Holocaust. Those were live human beings, not balls of fetus goo.
I was in Catholic school.
Fuck the Pope. Catholicism's just over. Get over it. Convert. Hello. It's day number 2 of my trip back with Chauncey. Chauncey's relaxed. I spent a night at the Motel 6. I am very fond of the Motel 6 chain of hotels. It's no frills, but they give you what you need, and it's clean. I'm very happy with that.
So I drove, let's see, I've gone about a, I don't know where I am. I don't want to check, I'll crash. Let's see here. 598 miles, including the 30 miles or so that I did a loop-de-loop. So believe it or not, I'm actually listening to Dawn and Drew in the car. You know, this is... I just finished my first show all the way through with them. Now, I must admit, I was somewhat unfairly critical of them earlier because the truth is, up until today, I had never actually listened to a whole show. The reason was mainly because I just have a problem with Wisconsin accents.
Live and direct from the UK. Hope you're having a good holiday. Keep on keeping on. Love the show. Bye.
Okay, I don't really know what to put on next, so I'm gonna talk a little. I want this to end. Oh, fuck. It's almost an hour. Oh, shit. I'm gonna be over an hour. I was gonna... You know, it's just so exciting. You know, being away from my mixer, it's true about absence making the heart grow fonder. I was hoping to get all that rest of the show trip crap out of the way, but I don't think I'm gonna be able to. We'll have to finish that tomorrow. Oh, my cunt stinks. I want to play one more. Did I play all the clips? I wanted to play a couple more, but there's one. You heard the one where the guy's trying to get you all to buy me a digital camera. That's good, because I've got a special thing I'm going to do for the general audience, so this will work out nicely. Let's see. Maybe this one. Oh, I played this one already. Oh, the one about... I'll play it again just to comment on it. Let's see.
Go ahead.
Well, this is Joe. I believe you met her already. And I am rich. And I called you a while ago with a friend.
Did she just say she's rich?
No, fine. And I think that you are really incredible. But I have a question to ask.
That could be sexy.
Yes.
Sounds like she's calling from Greenland or something.
I'm so interested in such a cause.
In yeast?
I mean, you could go towards other... causes, as like say AIDS or
how many times do I have to explain this? Yeast itches. AIDS doesn't itch. Cancer doesn't itch. Yeast itches. It's annoying. Oh, forget it. You know, Joe. You know what I'm talking about. Don't try and egg me on, honey. You know, I'm an old woman. I've been around a really, really long time. Did I play? Was there anything else I was going to play? Let's see. This one, I know I've been very Dutch today because I've been excited about...
Kijk, eigenlijk vind ik gewoon, weet je wel, vrijwel alle vrouwen... Kuthoeren! Allemaal! Mijn vagina, godverdamme! Die zure sloot! En die menstruatie, fwaats! Alsof het niks kost! En één keer zijn ze zwanger, hebben ze een dikke pens zo. En op water dan... Godverdamme! Tatoeëren! Allemaal!
Good night. Or morning. Whatever.
The glove compartment isn't accurately named, and everybody knows it. So I'm proposing a swift, orderly change. 'Cause behind its door, there's nothing to keep my fingers warm. Disappointment and
production.